I'm Watermelon Slim. This is the place to get up close and personal with the blues, just like this here.
Take you around, man. You think you've been riding on a merry-go-round. Hey, boogie, blues and bounce. Feeling mighty low down. They drink whiskey by the gallons till, man, you think you've been riding the saddle. Well, you jump and then you slide, then duck and dive. By now you so darn drunk and tired, just jumping and jiving down at the old beehive.
Opening up The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Kansas City Online Radio. As I settle into my chair, probably having just closed the window, that's the late Little Willie Littlefield, who died last weekend. And a track taken from his album Boogie Blues and Bounce, and opening up the show with Beehive Jump. There's a tradition in radio where the presenter is always cheerful. Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Isn't it wonderful here in downtown, wherever? But the reality is sometimes, of course, you can't always be like that. And this week's seen, along with Little Willie Littlefield, a series of other deaths too, people that you may know and people who you probably won't know. Closer to home for me, Dave Boyle, fellow DJ, one of the guys on my team over many years and a fabulous presenter, impossible to work with on your station. But he's the kind you like because he's a total rebel on air and off air and much loved. And he died this week. And also died this week, somebody who was so important in my life, and I hadn't, I mean, I kind of knew it too. I think you have to be of an age. I am of that age, in my 60s. But for me, my love affair with the music of J.J. Cale and the way he sounded started way back in the 60s. And so rather than just play one track, I thought I'd make a little medley of J.J. Cale over the years, of, shall we say, from the early 70s right through to working with Eric Clapton. My tribute to the late J.J. Cale.
She is my Lowrider. She is my Lowrider. Some say she's bad, but she's better than Lowrider. She carries a 45 on the hip. She takes no bother, she takes no lip. So put your hands on my rider today. She is my Lowrider. She is my Lowrider. Some say she's bad, but she's better than Lowrider.
Who's actually, just realised when I was putting this thing together how much he's been a part of the soundtrack of my life, in a sense, because the other important people like Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker, who I have dozens of albums of, for them, they were kind of in my life, but didn't run all the way through it, of course, because Muddy Waters died much earlier, John died a little bit later, but nevertheless, J.J. Cale was part of my... I never went to Tulsa, but the Tulsa sound for me summed up all the things I wanted to have and never did. J.J. Cale, over the years there, you heard Lies from the album, which was called 10, was it? Well, no, really, back in 1972. That followed on, the next track from that was the album 10, and you heard Low Rider, and that was 1992. 2004 was J.J. Cale's the album Tulsa and Back and My Gal, and finishing off with the 2006 album together with Eric Clapton, The Road to Escondida, and a track which was... Which track did I choose from that one? Oh, Don't Cry, Little Sister. J.J. Cale, who passed away this week of a heart attack. I've been near heart attacks on quite a few days this week. It's been one of those weeks you just dread. Nevertheless, let's change from all of the doom and despondency, in a sense. Remember the people we love in our hearts, move across to Estonia, and Alar Krisa, who actually does the design for the Raven and the Blues, is his artwork. He's now with Cat House Radio, Alar Krisa on vocals and harp, Vilho Mia on guitars, Sergei Godzhov on bass, and Kalle Kindle on drums, with a bit of backing vocals in here somewhere from Sinny Hansen. Here they are, a single, The Next Big Thing.
Who's gonna be the next superstar? Great big house and a fancy
I think it's fabulous. The Cat House Radio are the band. It's their single, the next big thing. Are they a group? You can never know. With Estonia, what tends to happen is the people come together, perform, make singles, make albums, and disappear again. So whether it's a long-term thing or just a coming together of minds, but Alar Krisar on vocals, harmonica, and Arthur Inge also wrote it as well. And as I said, he also does the design of the Raven and the Blues website. It's fabulous stuff. Links, of course, as always, on the Raven and the Blues page. Let's stay with new releases. I forgot to mention our live guests this week. The Brothers Groove are here live in person in about 10 minutes' time. Looking forward to that. Let's hear a track now from the new album from Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite, Get Up. And again, because I think of what's been happening this week in terms of in my private life and also in the world generally, it's kind of been a rather more down and more relaxed show and perhaps more thoughtful than it occasionally can be. And so when I listening to this track on the album, I thought, I've got to play it this week. I think it's fabulous. Ben Harper, Charlie Musselwhite, All That Matters Now.
Been a long hard day and a long hard night. Been a hard year. It's been a hard life. But we're together and that's all that matters now. Time has come and the time has gone. Maybe I was born to be alone, but we're together and that's all. Thank you.
I think I use this one.
From the street, same old rock again. Sounds like 500 taxis beeping their horns. Birds on the treetop singing their song. Old man holding his hand up, try to make it through another day. Music sounded from the street, same old rock again. Same old rock, same old rock again. Music sounded from the street, same old rock again. Guitar in Kathmandu, big flock of black crows sailing round on the wind. Music sounding from the street, same old rock again. Same old rock again. From the street, same old raga again. Same old raga, same old raga again. Music sounded from the street.
For the late Dave Boyle, BFPS DJ, died this week. BFPS librarian Tony Fawcett, otherwise Mother, good age. He was 80, but he died a weekend. Yeah. I've been so lucky in my time as a DJ with BFPS, as a DJ full stop really, but 30-odd years with BFPS Forces Broadcasting meant I travelled the world and worked in places where the armed forces were. And I had a fabulous couple of years in the Far East as general manager in charge of not only Hong Kong, where I lived with the two stations we had there and the two networks, both English and Nepali, but then also Brunei and also Kathmandu itself. That's Hans Taysink off the album Wishing Well, just been released, and a track called Kathmandu. And before that, you heard Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite from their new album Get Up and All That Matters Now. Time for some live music from Birmingham. They've travelled 2 hours down to the Houseboat on the Thames for their Upper Deck session. Let's welcome Brothers Groove.
She's a smooth kind of lady. She's in a class of her own. From a little known town, you see, she's had to walk it alone. Well, the word on the street, yeah, is that she comes at a price. Yeah, she does you a for the time, yeah. She will do you just right. Duty calls, babe. She gonna give me my freedom. Well, she got what it takes, and she could take you down and turn her back on you, yeah, if you're commencing around. Well, the word on the street, yeah, is that she comes at a price. Yeah, she does you a for the time, yeah, and she will do you just right. Duty calls, babe, she gonna give me my freedom. Duty calls, babe, she gonna give me my freedom. What it takes, she could take you down and turn her back on you, yeah, if you're gone messing around. Well, the word on the street, yeah, is that she comes at a price. Yeah, she does you a for the time, yeah, she will do you just right. Duty calls, babe, she gonna give me my freedom. Duty calls, babe, she gonna give me my freedom. Yeah, girl, yeah. Thank you.
That is so lovely. Thank you. The Brothers Groove. Seeing as the majority of our audience to the Raven and the Blues actually are based in the States, and because your search engines tend to be sort of where you're based centric, if you type in Brothers Groove into a search engine in the States, you end up with a band from Detroit. But these guys haven't come from Detroit, they've come from Birmingham. Welcome, guys, the Brothers Groove.
Thank you.
Hiya.
So your website brings you to the UK page, which gives a good indication of the who's in the band. We've got three of the regular band members here now. But at the same time, it doesn't say much about where you were before and what you did before, or even how long the band have been going. So how long has the band been going?
Well, this project, it's probably been about 2.5 years, mm-hmm. where we decided to like put this together, write some original material. We're about 2.5 years in at the minute, but we have known each other for, you know, 20 years and been in little projects
plus.
And yeah, it's plus 20 years plus.
Always blues based or different types of genres?
Always blues in there.
Definitely.
Always, you know, always a take on the blues, really.
Mm-hmm.
We did used to kind of jam a bit on the Birmingham scene in the 90s, you know, and we, you know, it was a slightly sort of, what would you say? I don't know, sort of a bit more on the funky side, but
yeah.
We just got to writing blues 2.5 years ago. Decided, you know, I think it's taken a while to realise we are blues players.
Right.
You know, because we have
experimented a bit. How do I choose the words carefully? It's a very smooth groove that you have, isn't it? I mean, you are very distinctive. You are very. There aren't many bands playing blues around the UK at present like you, are there?
No, it is. It has got its own kind of feel. And groove is the right word.
Mm.
And we use that as kind of blues with that kind of smoothie
yes.
groove feel to it, like, you know, which I think is just something that we naturally do together. You
sounds
know,
a bit smoother on the acoustics, actually, doesn't it? Really
no, that,
really enjoying it.
You've raised the next question, in a sense. You're normally a full-on electric band, but you've stripped down, you're playing acoustically here now. Does it feel very different, does it?
Yeah, well, I've got deep roots in acoustic anyway, because, you
right.
know, I used to play a lot of folk on the Birmingham scene years ago, so
so
it's like coming back home for me.
Right. And for you, Sean, are you happy doing what you're doing, sitting down?
Yeah, I do really enjoy it. Like, it is very different. It's a different feel. Under your fingers, you know, and a different feel sound-wise. But
more organic.
Yeah, it's definitely more organic, yeah. Stripped back, you know, back to basics. But I really enjoy that because that's where the heart of everything is, in the rhythm and the percussive side of things, like, you know.
Right.
Pat Dean has just talked about getting rid of a 5-string. Not that we're trying to sell it here and now, like, you know, but and getting a really nice acoustic bass, aren't you?
So. Yeah. Right. So it could be the beginning of a different channel for the Brothers Groove as well, then, perhaps.
Definitely another side to us. Definitely.
I mean, it also has meant that you've come here in a standard car rather than laden with all the gear, in a sense. Well, it makes a big difference.
Travel light.
Yes. Yeah. And that opening track was a track off your album, wasn't it?
Yeah,
again, slightly changed, obviously, acoustic version-wise.
Yeah.
The album was how long in the making?
Well, the one that we've got the album Live at the Crossing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which that tune's on.
Yeah, which that tune's
That's
on.
Right.
And that was probably, that was about 2 years ago now.
Okay.
But we've just recorded a studio album up in Nottingham at Superfly Studios. And that's probably took us about 20 days.
Right.
We've worked on that, like, you know, and put a lot of work in it with Wayne Proctor and Andy from Superfly.
So the recording's done? Mixing's done? Yes?
No. We're mixing next week. We go and join Wayne Proctor, the producer, and Steve Wright, mixing North Wales on the 1st.
Yeah.
Mm. So they're going to do 4 days of mixing, and we're going to go up there and just help out on the
lots
last day.
Lots of homemade bread.
See how it's changed.
Yes. Yeah. Lots of homemade bread there, yeah. Can't wait.
Okay, what are you going to do for us next?
We're going to do a tune called True to Mean. This is kind of a bit more low down, and it'll be interesting to see how it works acoustically. Nigel plays slide on this one. In standard tuning as well, so it's a little bit more difficult. This one's called True to Mean. Thank you.
keep them keen. And keep it real cool, girl. Well, that's my rule. I love someone, yeah. And let them know. If it don't work out, see. Let it go. It's how they play their game. So baby, see you're not to blame. Think twice, but always play, yeah. You gotta play to win. You know by now, girl, just don't give in. It's how they play their game. So baby, see, you're not to blame. No, no.
Treat 'em Mean, Sean Hill on guitar, Nigel Miller on guitar, Dino Bass on bass, Adam Feeney on drums, well, not drums, a stripped-down bit of kit, really, snare and hi-hat. And there you heard Judy Calls off the first album and Treat 'em Mean off the new one. And you can hear two more tracks from them if you go to the Raven in the Blues page. You've got She's Got the Blues and Another Girl still to come, and load more conversation as well. Brothers Groove, our live guest for this week. And, of course, links, as always, on the Raven in the Blues page at ravenblues.co.uk. Next week, our live guest is Martin Pretorius out of Germany, visiting the UK and heading up for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. He's on our sort of single solo guest next week. Looking forward to that. Then in the weeks and months to come, Angel Lister is on his way here, Goldie Reed is here the week after next, and so it goes on, and hopefully at Lincoln Durham before I head off to Canada. That's all to come in the weeks and months to come. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues. I'm a member of the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association of the UK. There are about 26 of us all together scattered across the UK who actually do blues shows on various radio stations, and every month we choose an album of the month, and this month for August it's Paul Lamb and Chad Chad Strens, who were our guests here only about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Their new album is called Going Down This Road. And so for the first track as the album of the month, here they are with a track which is called Hootin' and a Tootin'.
Dedicated old Sonny Terry, Hootin' and a Tootin'. Goes something like this. You want your mama. Now call again, you want your mama. I'm gonna call again, Chad. You know what I'm saying?
Call
you
again, want, call again.
You want your mama. Now call again. Mama. Mama. Mama.
Paul Lamb on harp and Chad Strens on guitar, taken from their album Going Down This Road, and that's called Hootin' and Tootin'. It's funny because we've had a plumber here this week putting a new bathroom in, and therefore in between times, because we've had live bands, of course, with Brothers Groove on Monday and Martin Pretorius on Tuesday, he's had to stop working, you see, so he's been happy with this. He just sat and listened to the bands. And at the end, towards the end of the week, as he was finishing the project in the bathroom, he said, you must be quite musical, Dave, do you? What do you play? I said, nothing at all. I have no discernible talent apart from playing music on the radio. And he said, but surely you play something. And I said, well, I picked up a harmonica in my time. And it's true. I mean, the trouble is, when you pick up a harmonica, the first thing you do is imitate a train, as you did on that one, and also imitate a baby's crying as well. But Paul Lamb, Chad Strens, the album of the month, knocking around these... Going Down This Road, it's called. And that is called Hootin' and a Tootin'. Okay, John Primer and Bob Coratore. Their album is called Knocking Around These Blues, been around about a month or so now. I think it's fabulous. Here they are with Man or Mouse.
Yes, sometimes I wonder, am I mad or mouse? Yes, sometimes I wonder, am I mad or mouse?
I like to live as well as the dog does in my house. I got a cold, chilly woman, as mean as she can be. I got a cold, chilling woman, she mean as she can be. You know we fight every night, she ought to be on TV.
We've all been there at times, haven't we? Man or Mouse, John Frimer and Bob Coratore from Knocking Around These Blues. I think that's rather fine. Now, here's an album which has been out, about a month now. It's amazing almost. I was looking at the playlists of all the other DJs here in the UK and everybody's grabbed onto it. There's hardly a DJ who isn't featuring it. Her name is Diana Fuchs. The album is Bliss Avenue. It is rather good. It's helped, I think, that Thatcher's an attractive looking girl too. Anyway, here she is with Nothing on My Mind.
Well, we had to talk about love and all, the tables turned. Ain't it hard enough? The hardest stuff is how we live and learn. But I've got open, soaking up my time. Oh, I'm thinking about you, but I got nothing on my mind.
Dana Fuchs. I'd be thinking about you because I've got nothing on my mind. Clever lyrics. The album is Bliss Avenue, just been released, and it's a good album. It's blues rock by a good-looking girl, very much in the Anna Popovich style as well. And that's almost it for the programme this week. I'm going to close with something unusual, which when I first saw it on the sleeve of the album, I thought, oh no, because to me, Strange Fruit is, if it's not Billie Holiday, it's Nina Simone. Many other people have covered it over the years. It goes back, what, 70, 75 years or thereabouts. Billie Holiday covered it round about then. Nina Simone, for me, did it back in the middle 60s, which I think was the first time I heard it, and then sort of backtracked it, as we do with these things. And I've heard it covered by many others over the years as well, some rather well, some not quite so well. I like a John Martin version, I must admit. But this one on the Beth Hart, Joe Bonamassa album, Seesaw, I thought, oh no, what can they do with it? But the reality is they've made, I think, a rather fine job of it, bearing in mind its lyrics and its content and its importance. People like Bob Dylan and many others over the years have said this is one of the most seminal records of the 20th century, and I tend to agree with it, with the lyrics and everything else. And it did change perception, because for many people they didn't know about the lynchings and didn't know about what was happening in the Deep South and other parts of the States, and for them it was quite an eye-opener. So we close the show with this. It's a bit sad, a bit down, I know, but it's very impressive, I think you'll find. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show this week. I know it's been a little bit flatter than usual, partially because of the deaths of people famous and people who are close to me. I hope you've enjoyed the music nevertheless. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk, and the website, raven.dj. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Southern trees, they are a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree. Pastoral scene of the gallant south. Bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh, and the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for
is a strange and bitter cry.